Let's all stand. Let's go before him in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, how sweet you are. Lord, how loving and guiding you are. We appreciate you this night. Lord, as we gather here this evening, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to have your preeminence in this service. Lord, everything that's said and done be for your glory, your honor. Lord, because that's where our salvation lies, Lord. We just love and appreciate you. Have your way in this service, Lord. Bless each and every one that can make it. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I'd like to turn to page 589. Only Believe. You know, you think back a few years, and I know I did. Thought I was a little more than I was. You know, just maybe from the people you was with or the idea of a church. But I tell you what, God set you straight. And I'm thankful he did. Amen. I thought number one would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life. Make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty big man. Hallelujah. And thank the Lord came along. And let me see, I can't walk without him. Amen. Truly feel that way, saints. Amen. Page 698, same book. Amen. The great stabilizer in life. Amen. God on the mountain. Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. You got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change, you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, child, you are never alone. For the God on the guidance in life, Lord. We thank you for all things. Lord, you're so appreciative. Lord, we love you and appreciate you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What would we do without him, saints? Think about it. Hallelujah. Glory be your name. Great stabilizer in life. He's always with you, whether you're up or down. Amen. Love and appreciate him. Amen. You may be seated if you want. Amen. Where would we be without him, saints? I shudder to think. Hallelujah. Amen. I'd like to sing this little chorus on 282. It's just a simple chorus. I'm reaching out to you, Lord. Amen. I'm reading.
can reach me through. And as I pray and press my way into your kingdom through, I'll grow to be more like you just by reaching out to you. Oh, desperate heart. He wants you to reach for him. He wants to know that you need him. And I know I need him. Thank you, Lord, for answering my prayers, answering my needs all these years. And I know from this day on, he'll continue to meet him according to his perfect will. Amen. Most importantly, it's the word, the revelation of the word. I pray, Lord, give me more revelation each and every day to take that next step I need to in Christ. It's my greatest desire. Let me put away, let me put aside all the things that I want to do and all the ambitions I got. And let me reach out to him. Give him my whole life. Amen. He'll take care of you. Amen. Brother Amos, would you take up the offering? So much to thank him for, saints. Amen. Don't ever take it for granted.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, truly how great you are, Lord. We are so thankful for your many blessings to us. We are so thankful for all you've done for us, all you've given us. Lord, we thank you for the price you paid for us. Lord, we just ask that you have your preeminence through me in this service, Lord. All said and done, be for your glory and honor. Lord, as your word comes forth, Lord, may it find that good ground in us, that we may grow and climb higher in thee. Once more, we ask that you'll bless this offering, Lord. We ask that it'll be used for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. Commit all these things into your hands. We ask in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. I'm reaching out to you, dear Lord. I'm reaching out to you. I know your arms are not too short, and you can reach me too. And as I pray and press my way into your kingdom, amen, I'll grow by reaching out to you. Amen. Anybody have a need on their heart tonight? Amen. Just reach out to him and ask him to take care of all the spoken and unspoken requests. Amen. Your family and all that, you know, Brother Bobby. I just keep thinking about these precious brothers and sisters that go through it sometimes. Just keep them on your heart. Keep them in your prayers. Brother Settles, would you take the request?
Heavenly Father, Lord, we're truly counted a privilege, Lord, that we can come before you in prayer.
Yes.
Lord, with the revelation that you've placed in our hearts, Lord, with the confidence, knowing that when we ask, we shall receive.
Amen.
But Lord, you've promised it. Oh, God, your word, and it does not fail.
No.
And we know that you are real, Father, and Lord, you want to answer our requests. As bad as we want them, Lord.
Yes, amen.
Father, for you can express yourself as your attributes of a healer and provider. Lord, we pray that you would just touch every hand that was raised, every heart behind it. Lord, just meet their needs individually, whatever they are. And truly, may you get the glory and honor and praise of them. Bless the remainder of the service, Lord. Bless each and everything, Lord, that's said. Father, may it find good ground in the heart that it belongs in.
Yes.
Lord, give you the glory and honor and praise in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Anybody got a song on their heart or a song they want to sing? Brother Tim, I saw you thumbing through a book back here. Anybody else? Let's all stand as we ask our pastor to come. Sing out a little chorus, Footprints of Jesus. Footprints of Jesus.
Just bow our heads again. Precious Heavenly Father, we again thank you for this another grand privilege, as has been said before, that Lord, and truly it is, for we realize it's again, Lord, through the great plan of God, that we be here tonight and to even sit under your feet and listen to your word, Lord, and to watch and be careful, Lord, of everything that goes through our hearing, to make sure that nothing is missed. For Lord Jesus, it's such a serious time and a great time, but yet, Lord, we must be sober and have our hearts open to the Word of God. So we ask that you would open our hearts, Lord. We can't open them ourselves, but Lord, you're the one that can open the heart. And Lord Jesus, let your word come forth and feed our heart, Lord, and that we could understand the ways of God and to know your ways and what would be pleasing to you. And Lord, to understand the great blessings you've given to us. Help us to believe now, Lord. Don't let us put anything between you and the word. Lord, just keep you open, Lord, and keep our hearts open and everything about us. Just be ready to listen to that precious word. And we'll give you the glory and the honor for it again, Lord. In your holy, precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. While you're still standing, we want to go back into our little message we was on this morning, the thoughts of God. And let's go to Romans 8th chapter and read another familiar scripture and Brother Timothy mentioned this the other night. But Romans 8 and 28. And actually, we'll start the 29th verse. 29th, and we'll read down to about the 30th. Romans 8 chapter. For whom he did foreknow. Now think about these things, saints. He also did predestinate. He predetermined, you see. To be conformed to the image of his son. That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Again, may the Lord bless the reading of his word, and you may be seated. And as the prophet would say, your journey's finished. You're now acting out your part. Amen. So we find in reading this little scripture again tonight now, we want you to just sit back and think about it and have your heart open and just say, Lord, what do you have for me in this tonight, in this portion of it? And as I said, just don't block anything now. Don't let anything be blocked to where the word can come in your heart, because I'm not going to tell you anything that isn't the word. I'm going to tell you exactly what the word says. And as we read some of the things the prophet spoke of, he will be bringing the scripture and give us scripture for it. And it's so strange sometimes how, you know, even when we look back in the New Testament, you know, and when our Lord Jesus Christ came upon the scene, and how he would bring forth his word. And so many just could not understand what he was saying. You know, one of the things that comes to my mind oftentimes is, and the prophet used it many times, is when the Lord Jesus said, except you eat of the flesh and drink of my blood, you have no part with me. Now, could you imagine back in that time, never heard these things, and to hear something like that? To have a man stand there when you didn't really know who he was. You didn't understand him. You know, you knew he was, seemed to be a little strange, you know, and he could do mighty signs, wonders, and miracles. And great things happened in his life. And then to get up and say something like that. And to think, eat his flesh? Drink his blood? What is wrong with this man? To speak these things. And you know, as we listen to the word tonight, you know, if the Holy Spirit don't reveal it, it can be just as strange to us if the Holy Spirit don't reveal what the word is saying. And always remember, if it is the word, it will always stay in continuity all the way through. If it isn't the word, it'll break continuity. So we want to make sure it always stays in continuity, because we know then it's the word, you see. So in thinking about this, he says, again, I'll read it, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Them whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Now, who would we be to be able to change that? Who are you to change that to take me out of it? Who am I to change it and take you out of it? You see, God, in his great mind and his great thoughts, already knew, as we spoke of this morning, already knew who was his. You don't come down here on earth and just all of a sudden become want to be his. No. You desire to become his and to do what he wants because he has chosen you. And then if you do that, then you do what he says. Yeah. You're obedient to the word of God. He has filled you with his Holy Spirit. He dwells within you. The same life that dwelt in Christ dwells in you. Yeah. The very same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. if you're His, if you're filled with the Holy Spirit. Yeah. So why wouldn't people be any different? If the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the grave, from the dead, dwells in you, didn't the Scripture say it would quicken even our mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you? Huh? What a special people. You think He would just come and dwell in anything that came along? No. He only indwells Himself in those who was in His thoughts before the foundation of the world. Yeah. It's not to him that willeth or to him that runneth, but it's to whom God has shown mercy to. You mean a person just can't want to? Yeah, they can want to, but I don't mean they'll make it. Yeah. People have been taught in false doctrine that just anybody can make it. It's plainly Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, not just anybody can make it. It's through predestination. And that's why them people, whoever they are all over the earth, are different. That's why they have something that holds them during the storms. That's what gives them real, true, genuine peace and joy. That's what gives them a real standing of what the real, true love is. That love that suffereth long. That love that is kind. That love that thinketh no evil. That love that vaunteth not itself up, is not easily puffed up. It's not easily provoked. It's not all these things. It comes because Christ gives it to them. There are different people. There are strange people. As Apostle Paul put it in the New Testament, we are pilgrims and strangers journeying this land only for a short time. And we may live to be 100, but that is such a short time. Yeah, such a short time. For 1,000 years is but one day in the Lord, you see. But we think maybe it's a long journey and we go through this and we go through that. But one thing for sure, the only way you go through it is through Jesus Christ being in you. That's the only way you have victory. That's why we see so much impersonations. That's why you see people that won't never even step the foot in a church because of all the hypocrisy they have seen. People that claim to be Christians and absolutely are not. They would never step a foot in the door of a church because of all the hypocrisy. They even see preachers out here, you know, they preach and they get up and they get behind their pulpits on Sunday and they preach their sermon and all this, that, and other, and they catch them out the back smoking or drinking or doing something foolish, or going to the movies 10 and doing this, that, and other, and watching some ungodly thing on the screen. Yeah. And the first thing they think, well, he know better than me because of all the hypocrisy. But there is, in the midst of all that trash that's going on in this hour, there's a true, genuine elect that God predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. Predestinated. Predetermined it. Before the world was ever formed, He predetermined it. And it was in His thoughts in the eternal. Let's go on. So let's listen now. We're going to read some things here. Who is this Jesus? And he says, paragraph 51, God alone in the beginning, He wasn't even God at the beginning. Did you know that? He couldn't have, see? A God is an object of worship. We read one something like this today, and he's talking about, and this is what he begins to say here in a little bit about Genesis, in the book of Genesis. And he says, and it's God is an object of worship. The English word, see, as we, or and then he skips here, says, as He was Elohim, the self-existing one. That's what it says in the book of Genesis. He was Elohim, which is self-existing one. Okay? This is before He had subjects to worship Him. But He created the angels and the cherubims and so forth. And He began to get worshipped. Now He's God. You see? He says, I have to see something, and then I think, let's back up here. He said He wasn't even God, but in Him was attributes, such as your thoughts. Okay? Before we do something, we have to think it. Is that right? Absolutely. We think about, you may think, well, I'll just get up in the morning, I'll go to work. But you're still going to think about what you're going to do that morning before you get ready to go. And you may be starting to think what you're going to do when you get there. And maybe things have to be done and this, that, and the other. But you think it, then you do it. That's what he's showing us here. God thought it, then it became expressed. Okay? Let's go on. He says, I have to see something, and then I think it, and then speak it, see? And a word is a thought expressed. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was expressed, see, brought forth. And now all is the same as we are, born again, we got eternal life. If we have eternal life, there is only one form of eternal life, that's God. Pay attention to what's going to be said. And we are attributes of Him. Now, I can talk amongst Christians this way, see. See, we are attributes, and Jesus came as a redeemer. Now, he says, how many believes that? Do you believe he came as a redeemer? Absolutely. Again, redeem is to bring it back. Let's just make sure we get this now, okay? I'm just going to use myself. I was born. I was born in sin, shaped in iniquity. I came into this world speaking lies. But God had a purpose in us being born that way. He had a purpose in Eve coming forth in the garden and doing what she done. Because that's when sickness started. That's when death started, when she broke that one word. Is that right? Now, in order for God to be a healer, something had to happen that sickness would come. For Him to be a Savior, somehow we'd have to be born in this life and be born in this world needing a Savior. We'd have to be born in this life needing a Redeemer. Yeah. Now, if we would have been born in this life with a nature of God to start with, right in the left hand there. If we'd have been born with the nature of God to start with, being expressed, living, manifesting, there would have been no sin. It would have been a sinless nature. You see? But He let us come in this world, into this life, again of the triune being that we are. Okay, that was the flesh, and it had five senses, see, taste, feel, smell, and hear. And this here, of course, is the human spirit, which is conscience, reason, imaginations, conscience, memory, and so forth. And then we had a soul. But the little elect, which we'll come back to this in a little bit, the little elect was born with two natures. And we're just going to put that temporarily one there, because that temporarily one is going to get erased, okay, because through redemption. But remember, every one of us came in this world cheating, stealing, lying, hating people, yeah, doing things of the flesh that destroys this flesh. Yeah. We come into this world with that. But God wanted it all set up that way because He wanted to be a Redeemer. He wanted to be our Savior. And we're in flesh bodies that get sick. He wanted to be a healer. He did. He wanted to be a son, so He came through Christ and expressed. Yeah. He was a father. All these attributes was in His thinking, which was His thoughts. Those attributes was His thoughts. And those thoughts are eternal. Again, now, if you find yourself one of them thoughts, you always was eternal. But that didn't mean you was going to come in this life and be a perfect little angel. No. But God placed something inside of you that could never be lost. See? But it's just laying there dormant temporarily until He fills you and empowers you with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Then when He does that, He kills that first nature that you was born with. That done all the cheating, stealing, lying, wanted to do all those things that wasn't right, desired the things of the world. And that baptism of the Holy Ghost fire killed that. Amen. Now, it's eternal again, expressing eternal life. Eternal life again expressed. Because now, and I'm just kind of getting a little ahead of myself so you understand when we get to read these things. But now we can understand why there's real Christians. And as I said this morning, there's fake Christians. Yeah. And they're nice people. Doesn't mean they ain't nice. Doesn't mean they don't help people. Doesn't mean they do a lot of good things in life. But they just can't, for some reason, believe all the word. Yeah. Now those people can say they even believe all the word. One thing about God has it so set up that you'll know them by their fruits. You see? Look at the people throughout the land. I'm sure probably every one of you standing or sitting here this morning know people that call themselves Christians and are no more Christian than that light bulb is. It's just the way it is. And that's the people that's stumbling blocks, stumbling stones for people. That's what makes people not want to step their foot in a church because they see these people all the time. Yeah. They see them call themselves Christians and they get mad and have a temper fly off and they want to smack somebody. You see them want to cheat people. Yeah. Yeah. You see them want to bill people for stuff they don't do. Yeah. You see them do things like this all the time. And you wonder, how can this be? I thought there was a Christian. But are they a real Christian? Christian is to be Christ-like. You see. So we don't get confused of seeing what's going on around us. And there may be people in our own congregation that may claim they're Christians and believers and all kinds of things, and they just can't seem to get it. They just can't bring their home under subjection. The wife just won't quit arguing with the husband. Or maybe the husband just can't stay away from carnal things in life. He just always dibble-dabbling around in it, you know. And maybe you walk up in the car and you think, you know, and you maybe go to shake a hand with that brother and he's got some country western music a-whanging. Yeah. Just don't seem to have it, you know. Well, this is going to tell us why it's not there in some, and why it will be in others. So we really know what a real Christian is. That's the problem people don't understand. They don't know what a real Christian is when we talk about a Christian. They don't understand what one really is, because all we got is examples of people that ain't Christians. Something that's not real, something that's not genuine. You see? But God has made the way to where there's something genuine. Oh, God, help me be one of them. Because if I ain't, I'm lost. And so are you. You see? I don't care what comes out of this mouth. Would the scripture even say, when they had to stand before him on that day, haven't we prophesied in thy name? Haven't we cast out devils? Preached the gospel? Depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. Iniquity is to know it to do good and do it not. Depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. I knew you not. You wasn't up here. Now, if you get the revelation of this, these scriptures all tie into that. You see? If you don't get the revelation of it, it's just a bunch of scratch, Brother Steve, scratching on the blackboard, or on the board there. You know? So it doesn't mean too much. Okay? All right, let's go on. Who's this Jesus? He says, God alone in the beginning. I guess we read that. Let's go on. Let's go ahead and read this part. And now all is the same as we are. I guess let's skip that because we already read that, most of it. Let's go on this one. When their eyes was open, they knowed him. He says here, paragraph 16, and as I said last evening, God has lauded that, his scripture, from the beginning, before there was any time, when he was eternal, he is the eternal one, And then these things that's happening now are only the attributes of God's thinking. Just like us being here tonight. It's now being expressed. The real, true, genuine is now in this age, at this time, at this specific time, expressing Jesus Christ. You won't find them just pick out words. No. You'll find them burning with a desire to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Didn't Jesus himself said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So that's burning in her heart to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. If she doesn't know the word, then she's going to make sure she's there to listen to the word, or pick that Bible up, start reading, read whatever it takes to get to that word and find out what she's supposed to do. You see? All right. He says, all right. And he says, when the thought is expressed, it's a word. And then it's spoken. It has to happen. And the whole thing is God unfolding himself in his attributes. Now, don't forget what we read this morning, and you can read it in Genesis, when he began to create the earth and create the things on the earth, the sun, the moon, all these different things, and the waters part, and all these different things, okay? All the living creatures. See, God had that in his mind before there was ever moon or star. He had it all in his mind, you see? And then God being made material, tangible, that we can talk to or speak with in his whole church body and everything. Okay? Therefore, your name was in his thinking. That's how you have eternal life. You can't have it no other way. If you got eternal life, you always was. So we don't come here tonight and gather here to try to get eternal life. No. We came here tonight to listen to the word of God and ask God to help us to recognize our position in him. Ask him to fill us with his Holy Spirit. We know he already told us that. We read it this morning in Acts 2:38. And I repeat again, he said, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And this promise is unto you and to your children and to them that are far off, even as many as the Lord thy God, this is what they want to leave out, shall call. You see? Now, if something's calling, do the rest. Yeah. And then God is obligated to keep his word, to empower you with his Holy Spirit. Then things really begin to change. As we talked about this morning, things really begin to change channels then. It's altogether different. They ain't no, oh, I wish I could quit this. I wish I could quit that. You hear so many so-called Christians say today, I wish I could quit this. And I went, no, just get in Christ and it's all done. It's all done. You see? But it's getting so rare that people don't understand what it is to get in Christ. They don't even know what the new birth is. They don't know what it is to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They don't understand it. They don't see it. You know? Oh, my. But it's real. Amen. It's genuine. It will change your life completely. And there's no going back. No. He says here, therefore, he says, your name was in his thinking. That's how you have eternal life. You can't have it no other way. If you got eternal life, you always was. Now, otherwise, you just can't say, well, I belong to church, or I do this. No, sir. Eternal life never had a beginning. That's hard for this human mind to grasp, but it's true anyway. Eternal life never did begin. You always was in his thoughts, if you have eternal life. Yeah. Anything that was eternal never did begin. I know, like I said, it's hard for the human mind to grasp it, because all we can think is, I was born from my mother's womb. That's when this flesh came. But I'm going to warn you, or explain to you, this flesh is not the real you. No. No. What's on the inside of you is the real you. That's your character. That's how you think. Yeah. Because you see the soul controls the spirit, which is conscience, imagination, reasoning, memory, all those things, affection. So that soul controls the spirit. Probably explained that. And then the spirit controls the flesh. There's the real you. When you die, that's just your tabernacle of flesh laying there. As the prophet explained it, this is an old coat you wore. Yeah. But that ain't where it stops. That's not the real you. No. How come I act the way I do? You act the way you do. It's different personalities. We're a different person. So I act according to what my nature is. You act according to what your nature is. Now, if I wasn't born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, and I still had the nature of the world in me, you think you'd find me here? You'd probably see me sitting in my home, my recliner, and maybe watching some ball game or something. Yeah. Maybe have a beer on the stand, take a drink once in a while, maybe smoke a cigarette, you know. Yeah. Because it's my nature I have, you see? But see, God has a way of killing that first nature you was born with. That's what that baptismal Holy Spirit, that fire of the Holy Ghost does. Kills that old worldly nature that you was born with. Now, as I said, you're a whole different person now. Now instead of sitting in the recliner and the booze on this hand, the cigarette in this hand, now it's maybe not during service, but you're reading the Bible. And every time the door opens, bang, you want to be there and listen to the Word of God. And there's just something about it, you just can't get enough. Give me more, Lord. Give me more. Give me more. Yeah. It ain't coming to the door, oh, I hate to even be here. I don't know why I'm here. I just can't figure this out. I don't understand why I'm here. I get condemned. This, that, and the other. Well, even if you're in that condition, you ought to stick around until God sees if He can deal with your heart. You young people, listen to me. Listen to me. Yeah. Because I'm going to warn you right now, friends. There ain't nothing out in that world worth anything. No. No. You may think that's where all the fun is. You may think that's where all life's enjoyments is and all that. But friends, it's nothing but a hell. Yes. Sick people. Their minds deteriorating daily. Drugs destroying them. Alcohol destroying them. They can't even think with common sense anymore. No. It's hard to even find people that can have a trade and do a trade because their minds are so fouled up. Yeah. They can't stay focused enough to even put a spark plug in because their brains has turned into complete mush. Yeah. Oh my. And as every day goes by, friends, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. People are killing each other every day. They're committing suicide every day. Yeah. They're driving like idiots, being on alcohol and killing people every day. Yeah. There's people walking down streets in these big cities that hate people and are just looking for someone they can stick a knife through at their throat and kill them and take their wallet. They're just waiting. Just lying, waiting. Prostitutes on the streets, seeing who they can capture and destroy a man's life. It's everywhere. That's fun. That's enjoyment. You're whacked up in the head. But once you find Jesus Christ in your life, you'll find out what real peace is. What real joy is, what real happiness is, and truly have a joy of your salvation. Yes. Oh, my. And those, no matter what they are eternally damned. Let's back up. We skipped too much here. Therefore, your name was in his thinking. That's how you have eternal life. You can't have it no other way. If you got eternal life, you always was. Otherwise, you just can't say, well, I belong to church and do this. No. Eternal life never had a beginning. Anything that has eternal life never did begin and cannot end. Do you realize the blessed assurance that is? Amen. If you get filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit and you see that that word's beginning to live through you and you see you're overcoming things, yeah, no, it ain't going to happen overnight. But you see you're overcoming things, do you realize how blessed you are? You are blessed to know you'll never have an end, but you have eternal life. Oh my. Glory. I'm not going to be like some preacher's friends at a lot of these funerals and lie to you. Lie to you right to your face. This one went to heaven and that one went to heaven and this, that, and the other. No. I'm going to tell you like it is. For now is the time of salvation. Now is the time to give your life to Jesus Christ. Yeah. Don't come down the end of the road and expect some preacher to get you in. It don't happen that way. No. The Catholics try to do that all the time. If you've ever been to a Catholic funeral, you see them out there and they'll get, and the priests get to doing the things and they're swinging their senses and their smoke and all this, that, and the other and everything. And you ever been to a Catholic funeral and they're going through all this ritual and they've got a barrel of booze on ice underneath the casket. But all the time they're trying to get that person into heaven. Yeah. Even though regardless of what they was. And they're taking their little incense, you know, and swinging it and saying their hallelujah and all this bunch of nonsense and their little beads and the rosary and craziness. Purgatory. And they think they're going to get you in. Oh, my friends. This religious sect throughout the world has deceived the people. For today is the day of salvation. Now. Not tomorrow. Now. You see. It may seem hard, friends. But if you ever really listen and watch and read the scripture, you always find where truth came, it was hard on people. Always. It was never easy. Look at the things Paul said. Many said Paul had hard sayings. They couldn't figure him out. You see? But they went to the point, straight to the point, without pulling any punches. And that's what's wrong with this world today. There's too much pulling punches. And most of us, because they don't want to lose their congregation, because they know they won't be able to keep the doors open, and they won't get their paycheck. Friends, whenever a man that's preaching this gospel worries about his paycheck because of preaching the truth, friends, he ain't worth being behind a pulpit. No, he ain't. And those, no matter what they are eternally dead. They were dead from the beginning. The Bible said the woman that lives in pleasure is dead while she lives. Isn't that true? Isn't that scripture? Amen. Absolutely. She's always been dead. Because she wasn't here. And there's thousands and thousands of people that was never here. Nope. Never. But those that was there are going to be altogether different people. Yes, altogether different. They may seem strange. They may think you're crazy. I've been told I was crazy more than once because I didn't have a TV. But why would I want that thing in my home? Huh? When the scripture says the carnal mind is enmity against God. And you tell me that television screen ain't got a bunch of carnality on it? Flesh? Huh? You can't go down the highway without seeing naked women on billboards and things. And TV is nothing but showing women, exposing them. And hatred and crime, murder cases. Well, I'll just watch the news. Well, you mean to tell me you want to feed off of that junk? No way, friend, not me. I have to see enough of it just walking where I do. And I desire none of that. No. I'm going to be liberated from this one of these days. I'm in this world, didn't Apostle Paul say? I am in this world, but I'm not of it. Hallelujah. That's what makes us strange. That's why people call you crazy and think you're some nutcase. When they come up to you, somebody will come up to you and they'll be screaming right in your face, and you feel the heat and feel the slobbers coming off their mouth and screaming in your face. And you return kind, gentle words. And they even get to see the person when they get done say, "Oh, I probably shouldn't have acted like that." Rank sinners. "Oh, I shouldn't have probably acted like that, you know." Because they're sitting there watching something they've never seen in their life. It's the same spirit that Jesus had when they threw them thorns on his head. The same spirit they had when they spit on him and mocked him and slapped him. The same spirit. He either smacks you on this cheek, turn the other one. Has anybody ever done that? I have. Only with a fist on this side. And I turned the other one, and he couldn't raise his hand. Yeah. They will see the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwell in you. Yes. It's true, saints. It's as true as it can be. God lives today. In flesh. Yes. And now if you were in the quickening, if you're involved in this quickening, the power of the Holy Ghost coming upon you, or bringing to life, at his beginning, that's what he come to redeem. You mean God knew in his mind before the world was ever formed that you'd be one of those redeemed ones? Absolutely. He knew it. Didn't I just read to you? He predestinated. He predestinated us to be conformed to the image of his Son. That's exactly what I've been talking about. If you're conformed to the image of his Son, you will act like him. They will spit on you, and they can just keep spitting on you. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't let somebody spit on me. You need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I wonder how many of us in here could let somebody spit on us. Huh? How many of us sitting here could let somebody mock us and scoff us for what we believe? Huh? Oh my. That's the difference between the real Christian and a fake Christian. The fake Christian can't go through all. The fake Christian, where the Word of God says, love suffereth long. The fake Christian just can't suffer long. But the real Christian, Christen, can suffer long. Can think no evil. The real true Christian will think no evil. The minute the thought comes, they'll crucify that thought and mortify it. Kill it so that Jesus Christ can be manifest. As Apostle Paul says, we have the mind of Christ. Yeah. The fake Christian will sit there and something bad happen. Things go a little wrong. That's when it has the opportunity to work. Things go a little bit wrong and they begin to get to thinking, oh, if I can only get that person back. I can only get them back. They're treating me. It's not right to treat me like this. Well, if I meet them on the street, I am not going to talk to them. I'm just going to act like I don't know. And they walk by. Did you return good for evil? The Scripture says to return good for evil. Oh. We're talking about a real Christian and a fake Christian. The fake Christians has given God a bad name. But the true Christians will always give Jesus Christ a good name. Yeah. Time's getting to me. My time's up. I'll try to hold you about a half hour, but let's try to hurry this up. And he come to redeem all names that's in that book. No more. He says, no more, not one more, just what was in there. So it ain't what maybe little Susie is going to be born today, and she's now her parents is going to try to put her there. Ain't going to work. If she was here, then she'll be there when the time comes. You ain't going to put nobody in there. God already has in his mind who's in there. And those that's already born and living in this life are now, if you haven't come to the time of being expressed, you will find that time. Christ will get a hold of you, and he will begin to express through you. Sometimes, as the prophet brought it, I said, sometimes a son can go a long time and not know he's a son. And sometimes it takes a crisis in our life. Now, you listen, young people, too. Sometimes it takes a crisis in your life to come to that point that Jesus Christ can have you and take you over. You might think you're a fine young specimen, strong, maybe a little bit of know-it-all attitude, like so many young people have today. You might think you know so much and you've got things going in life. But do you realize tomorrow you maybe could be in an accident and lose both your legs? Sometimes when you're a seed of God and you don't yield to God, God's got a way of getting a hold of you. Yeah. Sometimes maybe he has to bring you to almost death. Yeah. But he'll get you one way or the other. He will. Because he's already seen you in his mind. And if you don't get the job done down here, if he has to put his foot on your neck and squeeze you like he did Moses, friend, he'll get you one way or the other. Yeah. But the thing of it is, when he does that and when that happens, you better yield. You better. Because God has, as Brother Timothy brought out Thursday night, God's got a purpose in your life. He's got a purpose for you. So why not just yield to him and say, Lord, here am I. Here am I. I don't know for sure what the old preacher's talking about up there. Maybe he seems a little crazy and everything, but Lord, there's something going on in my heart. There's something going on the inside, Lord. And maybe I don't quite understand all this, but Lord, help me to understand. Lord, help my unbelief. Help me, Lord Jesus. It comes down like the little prodigal son, you know. He comes to the point he began to really recognize and realize, hey, I've goofed up. I've really messed up. Forgive me, Father. I'm not worthy to be your servant. I'm not worthy to be your son. I could be a hired servant or something. Let me do anything for you. I've messed things up really bad, Lord. Oh my. As I said this morning, so many people try to come to the Lord. Okay, Lord, you owe this to me. People writing this message, friends, that knows these things. I was in the thoughts of God, and ain't nothing going to go wrong in my life. Oh, you fool. Scripture says, call no man a fool, but sometimes they just express their foolishness. See? But friends, that's so important right there. We ain't done. We ain't even scratched the surface yet. But if you can see this, you will see many things. I promise you. You'll see many things. If we can see that little diagram on the board and the reality of it, because it's all Scripture. Yes. Might be kind of a crude way for it to be brought out and things, but I'm just at least getting you set up if you'll just listen. I just want to help you put your robes on and receive the blessings that God has for you. You see? So, don't close God off. You know, you may close me off and you may not want to hear what I'm saying, but don't close God off. Don't close His Word off. You see? Remember, is completely infallible. It is absolutely without error. It is completely inspired. It is His holy word. You see? And it's true. For He said, my word is spirit, and it is life. I'll assure you, friends, you'll not get that out of a newspaper. No. God has a way with words. Yeah. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Oh, my. And He's here tonight in spirit form. The Holy Spirit may be here tonight to woo you. He may be in here tonight to pull at your heartstrings and say, come unto me, ye that's heavy laden. Cast my burdens upon me. I'll give you rest. Yes, I'll give you rest. And He will. He'll give you peace. He'll give you joy. He'll give you assurance. He'll give you happiness. You mean, brother, with all this that's going on in the world today, you can have peace and joy? Yes. Yes, that's fruits of the Spirit. That's fruits of the Spirit of God's in you. Peace, joy. Yeah. And sometimes I wonder about people. I mean, people that's supposed to have been Christians for a long time and are so grumpy and grouchy and just everything they want to complain about. Nothing makes them happy. They want to complain about everything. They can't say anything in a kind, gentle, soft way. It always has to be grouchiness, disgruntled. I had to fire a man one time for being so disgruntled. He was so disgruntled, he was always dragging everybody down in the whole shop. And I told him, I said, you're going to have to change. I said, because you're ruining everybody's attitude. But no, he continued to throw his paint gun on the floor and do this, that, and the other. I had to tell him. I said, well, you're going to have to leave. But his life was so messed up. And you know what he came in every morning and talked about? What he saw on the news. Did you see this over here? Did you? They robbed this bank, and these people over here got killed. My, there was this massacre there, and this, that, and the other. I'm just so shook up over everything going on. I thought, my, he just needed Christ. Yeah, that's what he needed. But you can't make people serve God. You can hold the bait up there and say, here it is. Have you got enough in you to want it? As I've said many times before, when I was just a little fellow, friends, the old Pentecostal preacher would hold that bait up there. I remember many times, around 5 years old and up, hardly nobody would go to the altar, and you'd see me at the altar crying, wanting Jesus in my life, that young. But one day, He came in my life. Took a long time. But He came. But even that little, there was a deep call into the deep. And if there's a deep call into the deep, as He said, there's something to respond to that call that's in your heart. Yeah. Like He talked about the little boy always wanting to eat the rubber pedals off a bicycle. And they done a study on this little boy and said, why is this little boy always wanting to chew these rubber pedals off of bicycles? And they found out his little body was lacking sulfur that was in that rubber. The sulfur had to be there for that little boy to crave for it. Amen. Jesus Christ has to be there for you to crave for Him. Amen. And He's there. Oh, and you ought to be so thankful if there is that deep call into the deep. Listen to me, young people. If there's a least little thing in you pulling, pray like you never have in your life. Cry out to God. because you'll not make it in. Just be longing to your parents in their home, in a Christian home. You don't make it in by that. No. And you may sit there and think, well, I'm a pretty good Christian. Do you get all upset and all uptight when mother or dad ask you to do something and you don't have it? Do you get all upset and mad and all irritated because the little brother takes something off of you that's yours? You don't have it. You're trying to go in on mommy and daddy's shirt tail. Get something real for yourself, and all that'll be gone. Yeah. All of it'll be gone. Do you realize, saints, in closing, I know I'm just around. I want you sisters to come to the instruments, please. Can you imagine on that day, on the great day of judgment, when I ought to stand, every minister ought to stand and give an account of his people, what he spoke to them, what he brought to them. And can you even think and begin to imagine on that day that, and remember, nothing will be hid. For what is done in secret, it'll be shouted on the housetops. But we find that on his great screen will play back all these things that we've done, never made right. And I have to stand there and I have to see him pronounce the last sentence. Well, Brother Steve, I was only 15 years old. Do you think that's an excuse? Do you realize what's going on? Are you old enough to know what's going on? Do you know what I'm saying? Then you'll give an account. You'll give an account. I have to stand there and watch him pronounce that last sentence. Some of you precious little sisters, little ladies sitting here, maybe some of you wonderful young men that has helped me and done many things for me that I love dearly. And hear him say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. You sat there and listened to my servant preach this gospel to you, and you did not accept it. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. The things that I am saying, is that going to make you have eternal life? No, it's only to try to stir your heart that if you do have eternal life, it'll spark something real in your heart and bring it to life. See? Lord, help us. What a day that's going to be. Maybe some of you older folks, I've told you exactly what God's word has said. I've always tried to be as Paul. I've declared unto you the whole counsel. I have not shunned to fail and failed to give you the whole counsel of God. And then have to hear God say, depart from me. People I love and hold so dear to my heart. And have to hear him say that. I ask you one more question. Is this life that important to you? To have all the gain? To have automobiles, homes, jobs, family? Is all these things worth more than that eternal life? When this is so temporal, so temporal. For the things that are seen are temporal, and the things that are unseen are eternal. You won't see this with your natural eyes, but it's eternal. But yes, your soft pillow you can lay on tonight is temporal. Your refrigerator full of food is all temporal. By tomorrow morning, it could be all gone. Destroyed in a fire. Little trinkets that you might have thought so much of, so precious to you, it can be gone tomorrow. Yeah. What shall man give in exchange for his soul? Help us all, Lord Jesus, to see our place right there. Help us all. Let us all stand. Amen. Let's turn a little Capstone Life Tabernacle songbook, this one here, if you would, with me, to page 15. And if you brothers can help me get this started. Who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? When I think of how he came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the lowly, such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace, on Mount Calvary took my place. And I ask myself this question: who am I? Oh, look right here. Who am I? Lord Jesus, and I for who am I that he would pray, not my will but thine, Lord? Answer I may never know. Why he ever loved me so, but to an old rugged cross he'd go for. Who am I? When he tells me in his word, I'll leave thee never. Just stay true, I'll give to you life forever. Wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son. He fights my battles until they're won. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he not my will, but thine, Lord? The answer I may never know. Why he ever loved me so, but to an old rugged cross he would go for. Sing it again. Brother Timothy, come on up. Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will but thine, Lord?
may never know why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he go for. Who am I? Amen. Sing it again. Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray not my will but thine, Lord? He answered, I may never. Feel that drawing in my heart. You know, as you sit there and you hear our brother speak and you hear the word come forth, there's just something about it down inside. It captivates your heart. It captivates your mind, and you can, it's just drawing you. You know, it's almost like you can almost feel that, like somebody's really got a rope on you. As our brother used the example here not long ago of tying a rope to our brother's hands and pulling him. You can feel that draw, and it's real. And oh, I thank God, I felt it many years ago. And now when you look back at your life, how we can see many times it wasn't exactly what he wanted me to be. And I'm still not exactly where he wants me to be. But by God's grace, I know I feel in my heart that draw. He's going to take me where he wants me to be. The same with each one of us. If we can feel that draw in our hearts, that pull, you just got to yield to him. Give him your all. Just say, Lord, here am I. Show me, Lord. Teach me your ways. He'll lead us to where we need to be. Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Lord, we are grateful for the opportunity to have been here this day. And Lord, just to hear you speak to my heart. And Lord, I pray each one standing here with me can say you were speaking to their hearts. And Lord, just to hear you tell us, Lord, there's a higher plane. Lord, there's a true reality to these precious words. And Lord, some of us standing here, Lord, have heard these words many, many times. But Lord, is it a reality in our lives? Lord, that's what we need, to see the reality of this made manifest in its fullness. Lord, that it would truly take a people completely over. Lord, we can try to go as far as we want to go by ourselves. But Lord, to reach that last mile of the journey, Lord, it's not something work we can do in ourselves, but it's something only you can do for us, Lord, and through us. And Lord, may we yield ourselves to you and say, Lord, show me. Lord, take my mind, my body, all about me. Let me be yielded to your service. Lord, and we just continue prayer, Lord, for the young, the middle-aged, the old, Lord, whoever in their life can see that there's something pulling them, Lord, something higher for them. Lord, meet them. Lord, you don't have to come into this building to find Jesus Christ. Lord, you'll come wherever we are. And we're reaching out to you, Lord. And Lord, we know your arm's not too short to reach us. And Lord, we're here waiting, Lord. Father, yield. Let us yield. Bring us back if we should tarry, Lord, and we live to the next appointed time. And may we come hungry. And Lord, we'll never fail to yield ourselves unto thee. And we ask it all in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just sing that little chorus, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. April, would you come up? I'll lay hands on you. Yes, Lord.
Lord Jesus, our loving Heavenly Father, I'm asking, Lord Jesus, place a special blessing.
Yes, Lord.
My dear little sister, Lord, may you baptize her with the Holy Ghost. Oh, God. Bless her life, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
her heart, everything about her to you, Lord. Grant her, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
So Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus, fragrance after the rain. Oh, Master, Savior, Jesus, let all heaven and earth
wants to hear you say and call on him. Amen.
Oh, Jesus. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Master. Something. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Master. Savior.
Anyone else, if you would like for pastor to pray with you, the chance is here, but don't come unless there's something truly drawing on the inside and you feel that. But oh, saints, he'll come where you are if you invite him. Oh, how sweet he is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his name.
us just sing a little chorus, hallelujah, softly to him in praise. Hallelujah. 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 So precious, saints. Amen. So thankful for what God can do. Hallelujah. Make sure, if there's anything at all down on the inside, hold it. Yes, Lord. Tonight, something special, maybe you've never felt before. Pray with you if you want to. I'd be more than happy to.
Yes.
If there's anything at all special, I'll pray with you.
Glory to his name.
Tonight be the last, maybe the last time. You may never feel it again. You might pass it up. Don't do that. For today is the day of salvation.
Hallelujah.
For the Redeemer liveth.
Amen.
And his desire is that you come.
Yes, dear Lord.
To the Lord.
Glory.
Oh, don't miss it. And if you don't want me to pray for you or with you, that's fine. But don't you leave here tonight until you find it.
God's call.
Amen. The Holy Spirit's here.
Hallelujah. Lord, I ask
that you
the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
That
he give your life, his life to you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We believe in how, Lord. As Peter laid hands on me, and Lord, he received the Holy Ghost. You're the same God tonight. And we believe it, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus. I'm asking, Lord, you fill this little sister with the name of the Lord Jesus Christ with your baptism of the Holy Ghost, oh God. The Lord, her life will change and she may glorify
Hallelujah.
You in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
The hands of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Ghost, the Lord of life.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, we lay hands on this little sister. Oh, God, she's been crying out for you. I'm asking, Lord, that you touch her heart even now. Lord, remove everything out of the world out of her heart. That she may glorify you, Lord. That nature of God will come in now and live and express through her life. Thank you, Lord. We believe it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord Jesus, our sister comes before you. Lord, her desire is to be filled with that Holy Ghost. And know that it's there. We pray, Lord, the power of the Holy Ghost come upon her, Lord. And oh, God,
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, I'm asking you to fill with the Holy Ghost right now, Lord.
Come
you know your desire right now, Lord. She's longing for you. There's a deep call to the deep. I ask God to respond to her now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Bless her, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Glory to his wonderful name.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to his name. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to his name.
Thank you, Lord. Don't be too proud.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Don't be too proud.
Hallelujah.
I don't care how old you are. You don't know for sure. Jesus Christ can fill you tonight with his Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
There's something burning on the inside. Oh, how great he is. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He's more than willing to do that for you tonight.
Hallelujah.
Just believe him. Hallelujah. Trust him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Savior. Oh, in your heart. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to his name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, sometimes there just doesn't seem to be words to tell him how great he is. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, sweet. Oh, I have to take it down. Amen. Sweet. Satisfied? Amen. Oh, don't shut him out if he's talking to your heart. Amen. We've got all night if we need it. Amen. Don't put limits on God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to his name. How precious he is. Amen. You know, just to give a little testimony, because it's an answered prayer to me. But my daughter, Michaela, I know she still has times that she's struggling still. But God has blessed her richly and met a great need that she had in her life. And her mother and I both have been able to see the change that God's been doing. And she may not be satisfied yet. And what I'm saying is I've seen God move on behalf of prayer. But she's got to reach out till she knows she's got a hold of it. Mommy and Daddy, we all love our children. And each one of us standing here, and you children that come up and was prayed for, we'd love to give you what we have. But there's only one I can truly give it to you. Hallelujah. Oh, if you only see him with all your heart. Amen. And don't let it stop here.
Yes, amen.
But let it continue to grow.
Yes, amen.
God will lead you. Amen. God is a healer. He's a savior.
Yes, he is.
He's a redeemer.
Yes.
And I know all those things by experience. Thank the Lord for it by his grace. Amen. And oh, how it gets sweeter every day as each day goes by. And as I said, there's many times when we make mistakes and we look and we see. Oh, and you come in before this great light of his precious word. And it shows us, son, you need to come up a little higher. There's a higher walk. Oh, but just be willing and yielding. And he'll take us the rest of the way. Amen. But I thank God for what he's done for each and every one of us. And oh my, if he's really done something for you, don't ever forget. We may not have a testimony service every service, but if he's done something for you, don't forget he's to get all the praise and all the glory. And don't forget you're to tell others that it's by his grace that I've been healed. It's by his grace that I have what I have today. Oh, make sure he receives all the praise and the glory for it. Oh, my. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. As we get ready to dismiss, and as we're going to go, if there's nothing else, just like to sing that little chorus, bless that wonderful name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Salvation in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. There is power in the name
of Jesus.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the take it with you as you go. Amen. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name.